Hey, so Eric, what were you doing Saturday night?
Saturday night, I was basking.
Basking? What was it, sunny? What are you doing? Basking? What's going on?
No, man? I was basking in a victory.
A null victory, right?
A null victory.
Wow, what? Football's back at the Doak.
Back at the Doak.
Back with a vengeance.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, and so is Tally Benchwarmers. We are back with a vengeance, man.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. How did you like this music? We haven't heard it in a while.
It's nostalgic.
Is it nostalgic?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of missed it over the summer.
And I know it's just you and me. It's just you and me today on the new edition, at least the 2025 edition of Tally Benchwarmers. Good to see you, sir.
It's good to be back in front of the mic again.
Yeah. The Eric and Dave show today. Yeah, we're going to have fun. And, you know, we had a good football game to be talking about and having fun with, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but before we talk FSU, it was a football weekend. College football is back. And, man, lots of top 10 teams that were there playing.
Yes.
Ohio State held its ground against Texas.
Yes.
The Arch Manning era kind of started with a little bit of a flop, right?
Little thud.
Little thud. Yeah. We had Saturday night. Were you watching after?
Yes, I watched the Clemson.
You watched the Clemson LSU game, right?
Yes.
LSU looks like they're for real this year.
Their defense is no joke.
Another top 10, two teams in the top 10. And then yes. Sunday night was the Miami Notre Dame game.
Yes.
Which, man, it looked full. The Hard Rock Stadium looked
pretty. You mean Doak South?
Doak South was pretty full. But, yes. You know, you had probably almost as many Notre Dame fans there as you did.
Notre Dame travels well.
Yeah, they travel well and kind of came down to the end of the game.
Yes.
It was Notre Dame obviously was ranked a little higher than Miami. Miami held home field. And but you know, good for them. Good for them.
If you noticed, there was a trend this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
The lower seed team
they won. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was home field for Ohio State, lower seeded.
Yeah.
Home field for Miami, lower seeded. And then, you know,
home state,
again,
home field for Florida State.
And home field for Florida State.
Unseeded.
Unseeded. But,
yes.
But and then Clemson playing at home and got spanked by LSU. But, you know, it is time because I've got to listen to this.
Yes.
Heard this a lot on Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, man.
When you hear that sound,
yeah,
you know we did something good.
Yeah, and we did. We did something really good on
Shocked
Saturday.
Shocked the world.
Shocked. Well, we shocked the college football world, except for Lee Corso, right?
Well,
yeah.
Lee was ready.
Lee was ready.
he was perfect, 6-0 for the weekend.
Yeah, you know, what a great way for him to go out.
Yes.
So the Noles came out. First drive against Alabama. Folks, we are obviously talking about FSU, Alabama.
Absolutely.
Saturday.
The epicenter
Saturday,
of
August
the college
the 30th.
World.
The Noles gave me a great birthday present. My birthday was the day before. I'm not going to tell you how old I was, but
he's 15.
I act like a 15-year-old, I'm an old man. But, man, I was on the field taking photos.
You got some excellent shots.
But what a game. The crowd was electric. It was beyond electric, you know.
That's
when the Tide just drove down the field, almost a 9-minute opening drive.
Yes, that was kind of disheartening.
They were moving the ball in the air and on the ground, and you and I were texting back and forth.
Yeah,
saying, man, this could be
a long day.
But then the Noles' first drive just marched down the field.
Yeah,
and
seven play drive.
Yeah, and scored, and the crowd got back in it, and the crowd was loud. All the time.
I think that drive was special because that was Tommy's introduction.
That was. Yeah, you're right.
And he ran it in, and I was like, "That what a way to back up what you talked off season."
Yeah, exactly. And after the game, I heard some of the comments from some of the players who said, "Man, we got Tommy's our guy. We got Tommy's back. Yes. Anything he says, Justin Cryer juice said
yes.
if Tommy says we're going to the moon, where do I strap up? So you know, great energy by the team.
Yes,
but again, the crowd. It was not since I think that FSU Florida game was in November 23, I think.
Yeah.
Where we rushed the field at the end, was the crowd anything close to that?
Yeah.
To
it's
that
been a
intensity.
While.
Intensity. Man,
it's been
and
a
it
while.
Was they were loud all the time and really loud all the other time. It was really great.
Yeah.
Even the coach had something to say about that.
Be able to be a part of this program, to be a part of this this wonderful team, university, those players in there that I get to coach. I mean, it's been a lot of work since December, January, all things throughout the off season, and this is one game, and we understand it's one game, but it was a big game.
Absolutely, one game. We got to remember that.
It's building block.
But in that, and I thought that we were going to hear how he praised the crowd. He said the crowd was part of that, as did all the players. I said, the crowd helped us win the game.
Well, not only that crowd was, when I say it was loud, because I was watching it at home.
Yeah.
And I can see the frustration on the Alabama players because they couldn't hear each other.
Yeah, I know.
They could not hear each other. There was a lot of times that the clock would get down to 3, 4, and they were calling timeouts.
They'd call timeouts a couple times, I know,
Yeah. But one of the interviews that we might want to listen to is the defensive coordinator. He was saying how he was so in awe.
Yeah, tell me why he didn't. And what I think that was Sunday's press conference.
He didn't know what to expect, but it exceeded his expectations of the. He said everybody won.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and I think all of the players and coaches who had never experienced Stoke.
Yeah.
Come in or experience Stoke like that, at least they maybe experienced it on the opposite side of the field.
Right.
But yeah, it was electric. Yeah.
When you're. I tell people all the time, because I have friends that are, I grew up in New York and they're Syracuse fans and they live in Jacksonville. Everybody can't be like us. But I invite them to come to the games and they love coming to Doak. They said the atmosphere inside Doak is like none other.
Yeah. So, it's even with a smaller footprint of people.
Right.
What about 62,000? It was sold out. It was. It felt like it was more than sold out. Still, that dope loudness and craziness in play, and I'm glad it was on national television.
Yes,
unranked against number eight. And we spanked them.
Not just spanked them.
Yeah.
We got vindication for the fact that we got overlooked for the college playoffs.
That's right. You know, it is
by that team.
Yeah, by Alabama. The year that we lost Travis at the end of the season,
we won
the ACC, still
undefeated,
winning the ACC, and still got overlooked
for an Alabama team.
Alabama team with one loss, right?
Yes,
yeah, that hurt.
Yeah, big time.
We don't know what the results would have been without Travis as the QB if we were in the college playoffs. But that team deserved it.
That was a defense championship defense team.
So I think what this team is doing this year.
Yes.
And it may just be the way I feel, but I think you're talking about vindication. I think they feel that they've got something to prove.
Yes, they do.
They've got to prove that FSU football is back.
Last year was a fluke.
It was a fluke. But the whole team, and including Castellanos, who in his postgame comments said this team's got something to prove.
Yes,
all of us do, including myself. So I think the way he ended his career at Boston College, he wants to put in the rearview mirror.
Right,
and he's proving himself as being a top-notch, top-level QB.
Well, like he said, he's been under-recruited.
Yeah,
he's been told he's too small.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't supposedly good enough,
yeah.
But I've always been high on Castellanos. Mm-hmm. You know, his size doesn't dictate how I see him as a player.
Yeah.
When he played against us, he always had that it factor.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a good description.
Yeah,
the it factor as a quarterback, yeah. and I think he showed it Saturday.
Yeah, he started this, you know, season off with a big X on his back.
Yeah,
making that comment saying yeah. that, you know, they don't have Saban to save him.
Yeah, yeah, and he backed it up, and yeah. and the team
yes.
had his back, yeah. and Gus.
Yes,
Gus Malzahn. You talking about being overlooked? I mean, Gus recruited him to UCF originally, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Gus recruited him to UCF because he liked him, and Gus always has a system for a mobile quarterback.
Yeah,
and he fit that system perfectly.
Yeah, he did Saturday.
Yes,
yeah. So good to have those two back in place. Good to have an offensive line that was big and mean, and really they were
pushing people around.
Pushing people around. Our running back core, I mean, we got speed there.
Yes.
We got speed
and power.
And we've got power. And then if you've got some holes that are opened up by your offensive line now, and an offensive line is protecting the quarterback, and he's a mobile quarterback, I mean, this could be. We're not saying it's going to be, but this could be
a special season.
A special season, a special offense.
I was impressed this weekend with our receiver core.
Yeah.
They held on to the ball.
Held on to the ball.
Deep passes, catching them.
Yeah.
It made me nostalgic.
Mekhi Dansey showed his speed, man. That's world-class speed.
He is the ACC 400-meter champion.
Yeah, and let's remember
record champion.
Let's remember that. You know, you think of 100 and 200 as the sprints. These guys, they are sprinting at 400 meters. And
400 meters.
And when he broke away on that run, it looked like he was just turned the final corner down the final straightaway of the 400 meters because, man, he just ran away.
When he caught that short pass, and he just took off down the sideline,
If
it wasn't for the angle that the defender came at, that was another touchdown.
Yeah, so, receiver core. Our defense, you talk about Tony White and the defensive coordinator. We've got some players. Earl Little Jr. was definitely flying around.
Alabama transfer.
That's right.
Alabama transfer.
Yeah. So yeah, I've seen comments from people that may be Alabama fans or may not be FSU fans talking about they just got the kids from Alabama to help them. Well, you know, hey, those kids from Alabama wanted to play FSU football.
Absolutely, so they're Noles now.
That's right, man. That is so. After that first drive, we outgained them by over 100 yards.
Yes,
in total offense. Beat them on the scoreboard.
They didn't even break 100 yards rushing.
Yeah.
An Alabama team that does not break 100 yards rushing.
Yeah, so we ended with 230 yards rushing. Actually, Castellanos almost rushed by himself on his own for as much as the Alabama team.
Yeah, he ran for 78,
I think.
Yeah, 78, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, special offense, let's hope. Special defense, let's hope. Jalen Lucas, I know on that muffed punt, that was ball bounced wrong.
Yeah, just hitting. It's the shape of a football.
Yeah. But that could have been a game changer.
But that defense.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
That gave up 0 points.
The defense held.
They made him go backwards.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody's got everybody else's back.
Yeah.
So let's hope for the best. We got East Texas A&M.
Yes.
Who played
12 o'clock game?
Yeah, 12 o'clock noon, high noon
at
kickoff at Doak. It's gonna be hot Saturday. Let's hope that we stay hydrated.
Well hydrated.
Well hydrated. I remember that Boise State game from years ago. That's rearview mirror, and I think this team is ready to take all comers. We've got some big games coming up. Actually, we're recording this at 12:48 on Tuesday. the AP poll for the after week one has yet to drop.
Yeah.
Expectations are that Alabama will drop pretty well in the polls.
I think they're going to drop like Shadur did in the draft.
Oh, my God. No, hopefully not that bad for Alabama fans. But let's hope that FSU gets recognized for the team they are.
Yeah.
And not the team that people expected them to be.
Right.
And ends up, you know, I don't know. I mean, there were a lot of teams in the top 25 that played themselves, and nobody, maybe even including Alabama, is going to drop out of the top 25. But let's hope that we get recognized.
I think maybe
23, 22.
So I can see 21.
21. Listen, there were some people over the weekend
talking about
top 10.
Yeah,
No way that's going to happen after week one.
I'm not saying it's impossible.
Yeah, but highly unlikely.
Do you have too many top 10 teams that actually won?
Yeah, so. Exactly. And you know, Texas is not going to drop out of the top 10. Clemson's not going to. Well, Clemson could probably drop out of the top 10.
Yeah, Clemson could maybe be like 12.
Yeah, because Clemson was, I think, was 7 or 8 anyway. So they're probably. But
Notre Dame ain't going to drop that far.
Probably not. They were 6. They could drop to 10. Yeah. But there were some lower ranked teams that did lose.
I want to talk about Florida football.
Yeah, Florida football. You talked about Thursday. What happened Thursday night? Right? Was it a Thursday night game?
It was
Friday night game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boise State.
Oh,
number
remember Boise
25.
State?
Yeah, Boise 25, State.
Yeah.
Went to South Florida and got embarrassed.
What was the final score then? It was.
It was 45-7.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. So hey, we've got two Florida teams, or actually all the big Florida teams
did well.
Yeah, well, the Gators played University of Long Island, so yeah.
Well, you got to do it.
Or I think it's Long Island University.
Long Island University.
Reminds me of the Long Island T.
Right.
Yeah.
So we played a top 10 team.
Yeah.
Miami played a top 10 team.
Yeah.
And the Gators played a FCS team.
Yeah, and then South Florida played a top
25
team.
So, yes.
So the Florida teams that played ranked opponents won.
All
three.
Yes.
So go Florida.
Go Florida, and definitely go Noles.
Go Noles. Hey, I don't want to take us down a notch on a downer, but let's talk about FAMU. They were in the the Orange Blossom Classic. That's what they call that game, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
down in Coral Gables. Well, it used to be in Coral Gables, but now it's in the
Hard Rock.
Yeah,
but we call that something else, right?
Doak South.
Yeah, yes. We call it Doak South. So. Not an impressive game for either team, right?
No.
Ended it with a 10-9 win by Howard.
Yes. Howard.
Field goal kicked on the last play of the game.
Yes.
I know that our old buddy Adrian Andrews texted and he said, when are y'all recording that podcast? I got some things to say.
He got some things to get off his chest.
So Adrian, sorry we didn't include you today, but we'll try to get to you in the coming weeks and months with the football season. So FAMU, they will be climbing.
Yes.
To use the old FSU.
Last year's
FSU. But, you know, they're still talking about the climb. I mean, I think Norvell's going to, until we reach the promised land of national champion.
Yes.
We will always be climbing. And you can't
fault them
for that. Absolutely.
As you should. Even when you reach it, you got to climb again to get there the next season.
But Coach Colsey at FAMU, he's got some things to work on. Team's got some things to work on. So let's hope for the best for FAMU. In the coming weeks, but you know, you and I, we're FSU homers,
absolutely
true and true. So we apologize if this Tally Benchwarmers podcast is so heavily weighted towards, and you know, going to celebrate at a high level FSU victories.
Absolutely.
Last season,
unapologetically.
Last season we ended up having to kind of apologize for the team.
We were very apologetic.
Yeah, and it's so sad, but we're gonna have fun with things this football season. We think let's assume now that they start the season well.
Yes.
They've got two lower level opponents ahead of them.
Yes.
We've got East Texas A&M. We've got Kent State.
Yes.
Before we traveled to Virginia, so you know
that's going to be an interesting game.
Is the Virginia Friday night game? I think, or is it just a nighttime?
It's just a nighttime game.
Maybe it's a Saturday night game.
Our Friday night game is against NC State, and I don't like those Friday night games against NC State.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the last time, if I'm remembering correctly, the last time we played Virginia at night, it was a close game, but Virginia beat us.
Yes.
So let's not talk about Virginia yet. Let's celebrate. Beat number 8 Alabama.
Beat number 8. The Great 8 of Alabama.
The Great 8 of Alabama is now they will think of them as the Hateful Eight. shout out to Quentin Tarantino there. But
yes.
Hey, I think it's probably getting close to time for us to say so long on this edition, this premier 2025 football edition of Tally Benchwarmers. Our partners here in the studio, Jennifer Tappan, hopefully will join us in future weeks. Lynn Hatter probably have a few things to say here and there. If we get to soccer later in the season, Kim Kelling, we know can be there with us.
Girls volleyball.
We got a lot of sports.
Women's soccer.
Women's basketball. Men's basketball.
Exactly. New coach
on the men's side. So. Let's call it quits for right now for this edition of Tally Benchwarmers. But, Eric, good to see you, buddy.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next week.
Fist bump.